Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke, presents your Grand Ole Opry.
Howdy, howdy, friends and neighbors. Join us in our Prince Albert show. Tune up your five-string banjo. Lay down your fiddle and your bow. Throw back the rug on the floor. Light up your old car fire. Everyone will have some fun at the Grand Ole Opry tonight.
What's smoking?
Yeah! Prince Albert smoking? Yeah!
From the stage of the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee, Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco brings you another big half hour of home's fun, fun, and music. Our way of reminding you that whether you roll your own or smoke a pipe, you'll get more smoking joy from Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke. Well, neighbors, we just wish you could see the Ole Opry House tonight. It's all dressed up for Christmas. Holly wreaths in the windows, spruce logs are burning. And just in case any of the young gentlemen in the Opry House should need an excuse, over behind the Christmas tree, hanging from the rafters, is a great big bunch of mistletoe. We've even got a substitute for Santa Claus. The head man of the Opry, His Honor George D. Hay, the solemn old judge.
Thank you, Cousin Louie, and welcome to all of our friends listening and to our neighbors from many states who, in spite of transportation difficulties, are in our audience here in the Grand Ole Opry House. The Grand Ole Opry is beginning its 18th year as a regular Saturday night radio show devoted to American folk music from its very beginning. That means heart songs, sacred songs, and hoedowns played by our various bands. We open tonight's Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry by calling on Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain boys and girls, who will pass out a most welcome commodity, that greenback dollar. All right, Roy.
I was born in East Virginia, South Carolina, howdy, boy. There I loved a pretty little maiden, and her age I did not know. Oh, her hair was brown and curly, and her cheeks were rosy red. On her breast she wore white lilies, all the tears that I have shed.
I don't want your greenback dollar.
I don't want
your watch and chain.
All I want
is your heart, darling.
Won't you take me back again? Papa says we cannot marry. Mama says it'll never do. If you ever learn to love me, I will run away with you. You may meet with brighter faces. They may tell you I'm not true. But remember, little darling, no one loves you as I do.
I don't want your greenback dollar.
I don't want
your watch and chain.
All I want
is your heart, darling.
Won't you take me back again?
Thank you, Roy. Thank you. And all these Smoky Mountain boys, Pap, sit down. The Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry welcomes Eddie Arnold, frontman for Pee Wee King's Golden West Cowboys. The boys are featured members of the Camel Caravan and Prince Albert unit of our Grand Ole Opry, entertaining American Army camps. Eddie has chosen a very popular folk number, recently written by Freddie Rose, a member of our staff, entitled The End of the World.
You promised to love till the end of the world, and I build a world just for two. Now I'm alone at the end of the world. What good am I
house at the end of the world. What good are vows without you?
Happy to welcome home Red Stewart, fiddler for the Golden West Cowboys for a long time, who has been in the Army. Let's give Red a big hand. Take a bow, Red. Take a bow. Well, here they come, folks. Rachel and her great, big, bashful brother Oswald. Oswald, your teacher tells me you're not doing a bit of good in school. Maybe I better help you out here. Tell me, son, what would you say? The old hen was setting or sitting?
Yeah, it don't make no difference, Judge. What I want to know when I hear a hen a-cackling is whether she's laying or lying. Yeah.
Get along there now. Now, Rachel, take Brother Oswald over there and have him help you sing this number. Roll on, buddy, roll on.
Yeah, here we go, Judge. Stay with me now, cause don't go. Come along, buddy, go with me. Come along, buddy, go with me. Come and go with me down to sunny Tennessee, Lordy. Come along, buddy, go with me. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Stay with me. Roll on, buddy, roll on.
Rachel Oswald, okay. Louie, I hear you're getting out the red suit and whiskers again. You know, just the thought of you parading around as Santa Claus sure brings it home to me all over again what a wonderful country this good old USA is.
Why, Judge, you flatter me. Or how do you mean what you just said?
Well, in America, any little boy, almost, might grow up to be president. And any boy at all, when he's a man, can get to be Santa Claus.
Oh, pipe down, Judge. Didn't I make a good Santa at the party last year? Won't I this year? Why, pipe down there, fella.
Now, when you talk of pipes, of course I begin to think of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Mild, rich tasting, and what a swell Christmas present it makes for any smoking man. Particularly a whole pound of it in that mighty good-looking Christmas gift canister.
Holding the makings of around 500 smooth, plump, easy-made roll-your-owns. Quick and neat to twirl up due to PA's famous efficient crimp cut.
And don't forget the 400 or so cool, even-burning pipefuls in this big-pound canister of PA.
That's right. In pipes or papers, you get more all-round joy of smoking in Prince Albert. Rich, mellow tastiness, bite-free and cool, right down to the very last smoke of the day.
Every homegrown Santa Claus, like Louie here, pardon me, Louie, and all you folks who give to smoking men ought to be told, Prince Albert is the national joy smoke, and the gay wrap pound canister is a Christmas present it's mighty hard to beat. We call on one of America's greatest singers of folk music, Roy Acuff, leader of the Smoky Mountain Boys and Girls, who will give us a song which he made famous recently, The Precious Jewel.
Way back in the hills, when a boy I once wandered, buried deep in her grave lies a girl that I love. She was called from this earth a jewel for heaven, more precious than diamonds, more precious than gold. A jewel here on earth, a jewel in heaven. She'll brighten the kingdom around God's great throne. They've broken my heart and they left me to roam. When a girl of 16, we courted each other. She promised someday to become my sweet wife. I bought her the ring to wear on. But the angels, they called her to heaven one night. A jewel here on earth, a jewel in heaven. She'll brighten the kingdom around God's great throne. May the angels have peace. God bless her in heaven. They've broken my heart and they left me to roam. This world has its well, its trials and troubles. Mother Earth holds her treasures of diamonds and gold. But it can't hold the soul of one precious jewel. She's resting in peace with the heavenly folk. A jewel here on earth, a jewel in heaven. She'll brighten the kingdom around God's great throne. Angels have peace. God bless her in heaven. They've broken my heart and they left me to roam.
Beautiful song, Roy Acuff. Beautiful song. The Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry. Fiddlin' Art Wooten from the North Carolina Mountains is here with that sweet fiddle of his, and he's going to give us one of those old American hoedowns, Arkansas Traveler. All right, Art, take off. Chance. Well, by Jiminy Crickets, if my old gray eyes don't deceive me, our girl reporter has returned from another trip with the Camel Caravan. She stopped off at her home in Grinders Switch, Tennessee, to pick up the latest news hot off the picket fence. We introduce Minnie Pearl. Come on out here, Minnie Pearl, now. Come on. Glad to have you back.
Howdy. I'm just as proud to be here. I'm just as proud I could come back. Well, sir, I'll tell you, Christmas is done come now. I done feel it in my bones. I'm just full of the Christmas spirit now. We all full of the Christmas spirit out there at Grinders. Just feel like we just love all mankind, but that ain't nothing unusual for me. Well, sir, I'll tell you now, I thought tonight I'd sort of tell a few things we're going to get out there for Christmas, a few little presents we're going to buy. Thought maybe might give some of you a few ideas. I'm just glad to pass them on. Well, sir, to begin with, there's brother. Well, sir, now I've put a lot of thought on what I aim to give brother. I thought I'd get him one of them there little tie clasps. Just a little tie clasp that you pin here on the tie to keep it from flying up and hitting you in the face when you're talking. Well, sir, I thought I'd get him one of them, but that won't do brother no good, because he don't wear no tie. We tried a tie on him one time, and he stood in one place, thought he's hitched for an hour. So we had to give that there up. We don't know what we're going to get brother. So we went to him, and we asked him. We says, well, brother, what is it you'd love for us to get you for Christmas? He says, well, I'll tell you what I need. We said, what? He says, I need a brand new pig pen. Just need it now. The pig's just getting out all the time, and if y'all give me that for Christmas, we'll be real proud. Now, ain't that just like brother? All us thinking of the other feller. We're so proud of him. If it ain't one thing, it's two with brother. Well, then there's Mammy. Now, we trying to decide on what we'd get Mammy. We finally decided we'd give her something that she don't need right now, but it'll always come in handy sometime. And that there's a brand new set of store-bought teeth. Why, you never can tell when something's going to happen and you're going to need a pair. Why, just have them ready. That's Mammy for you. We're going to get them first. She'll be so surprised. Well, and then we thought we'd get for sister. I went in one of them there beauty shoppies to see what I could get for sister. They showed me a lot of silly tomfoolery that they had there. It's awful pretty, but I didn't know what it was used for. But it is useful, I'm sure. But they said, now, here's some nail polish. I says, well, Lord, all the nails we've got to hammer with out there at Grinders, we ain't got time to polish them. We ain't got time to put none of that there red stuff. stuff on them. And then they said, well, now, why don't you get some of this here cold cream? I says, well, Lord, we got 6 cows after our grinders. And with the weather coming on cool like it is, we don't need nothing to keep them cold, keep the cream cold. And then finally they showed me a little pink bottle, had a little bit of pink stuff in it, looked awful pretty. They said, if you just put one application, the words they used, on, it'd make you pretty for life. Just make you so beautiful. So I got that for sister. I thought I might sneak in and use some of it on myself. Not that I'd need it, but I thought I'd just try some of it. Well, I'm gonna sing now. If these fellas will come out here and help me a little, please, fellas, and give me a little chore here. I ain't sing out there and call jealous-hearted me, fellas. But I... You can have my coffee, you can have my tea, but yet you let my fella be. I'm jealous.
Fine, Minnie Pearl. Fine. Take a bow. Take a bow. Glad to have you back on the Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry. Only 4 more shopping days before Christmas, Louie. Take a bow. Take a bow. That's fine, Minnie Pearl. Only 4 more shopping days for Christmas, Louie. And for all the urging, we got to shop earlier than ever this year. You know as well as I do, there's going to be an awful lot of folks milling around at the last minute, same as always.
Why, it's bound to be, and for the last-minute Christmas shoppers who have smoking men on their list, how fine it is that Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco comes in pound and half-pound Christmas gift canisters. Handsome-looking is all get-out and crammed full of rich, mellow smoking joy.
That's easy. Just step into a store and ask for Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke. No additional fancy wrappings needed because it looks so Christmassy as is.
And it brings days and weeks of smoking pleasure to the one who gets it. PA is so bite-free, so fragrant and mild, so wonderfully rich and ripe tasting.
It makes folks feel good to give something for Christmas that a man will relish that much. And you like it, too, to think what a lot of smokes that big pound canister of PA will give him. Around 400 cool, tasty pipefuls, or about 500 firm, even, mellow-smoking, making cigarettes to the pound.
In a smoking man's language, it all adds up to a real grand Merry Christmas when you give him the Christmas canister of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco in either the pound or the half-pound size.
Neighbors, it looks like we're going to have to call on our constable, Pep, who is supposed to keep order in the Opera House, but it takes 6 deputies to look after Pep. So we'll call on the deputies to help him give us the jug band version of Old Susanna. All right, Pep.
I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana.
Okay, Pep and all the boys. And now, clear the road, boys and girls, for Tex Sonny, a member of the Golden West Cowboys, with his fancy guitar, 1942 model, if you please. And his number will be Careless Love. Tex. Fiddler Nard, give us a little hoedown, please, will you? Durang Hornpipe. Okay, Arthur. Okay. All right now. Oh, Roy, let's go hunt Ida Reb.
Ida Red, she lived in town, wrote me a letter, she's coming down.
Ida Red, Ida Red, I'm in love with Ida Red. Ida Red, Ida Red, I'm in love with Ida Red.
Whiskers, our time is up, but of course that means we'll be back next Saturday night at the same time with another great big Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry. And in the meantime, friends, you couldn't get a better Christmas present for the men than a big canister of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. This is George D. Hay, the solemn old judge, saying so long, and let's all keep smiling but smoking.
Prince Albert smoking, yeah!
This program came to you from Nashville. This is the National Broadcasting Company.